This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 9th. We're in hour one of the broadcast, September 9th, 2017. I had Eric Stryker scheduled for this morning. He had to cancel last minute. He's going to join us in the second hour next week. And if you're not familiar with Eric Stryker, he's a feature writer at the Daily Stormer, guest on several other broadcasts. If you've never heard an Eric Stryker interview, I do believe you will enjoy him next week. So we're looking forward to that. And two, you know, I've had a habit of the first question I always ask is, what came about in their life that led them into activism and really waking up into this genre of activism? And I'm especially looking forward to hear that answer from Eric Stryker, because this is the younger generation getting involved in activism in different ways that are effective. And so we will look forward to that. I've got a ton of news I'm going to go through, so everybody bear with me. Since Eric had to cancel at the top of the second hour, next hour, top of the hour, I'm going to play a Ken O'Keefe clip. It's about 9 minutes, a little longer than what I normally play. But this was an interview done on Russia Today. And when you hear that interview next hour, I just want you to think about that information being broadcast, which, you know, some cable television, you know, Russia Today is available here in America. I know people that's got it. But to think that that information is being broadcast in Russia and Iran, we'll talk more about that top of next hour. To get us started this hour, now, you know, the biggest news going unreported is the fact that these websites have been taken down, and you know, the Daily Stormer being the largest one, there's a lot that's not being talked about, like Infostormer.com and some of the others. Actually, Stormfront, you know, was removed, and then they have been, this past week, they were attacked about the music that was being played, their bumper music that was being played in their broadcast, and their archives, as of just now, I just looked, their archives were removed because of music rights violations. You know, it's you have to, I don't want to get into all the legalities of that, but anyway, it just shows that, you know, Google and these big tech firms have such control and manipulation. And before I get into all of the news, and I've got a ton of it, and some of it I'm about certain, you know, probably has not been covered by anyone, and it'll be of interest to you. But before we get started, you know, about the only person now in mainstream media that is really, you know, doing the job of a journalist is Tucker Carlson. Now, I've been surprised. I rarely listen to Rush Limbaugh. I am by no means a Rush Limbaugh fan. But I've been surprised at some of the things I've heard him say recently with regards to Antifa, with regards to what actually happened in Charlottesville. And he had a guest on because he was fleeing Florida. And our hearts go out to all the people in the wake of what's coming ashore. What's fixing to happen in Florida, and it looks like it's going to maybe go even west of North Carolina as it comes up through the United States. So it's going to be a very interesting next couple of days in the southeast. But back to Rush Limbaugh was out yesterday, and he had a gentleman named Stein, I forget his first name, and he's said him before for Rush Limbaugh. And he's got a heavy British accent. He had a caller, a lady from Charlottesville, called in, and she was really setting the record straight on what happened there and Antifa and how the peaceful it was on Friday night, and the fact that the police stood down and caused the whole thing. She called and got all that out on Rush Limbaugh. But what was interesting was Stein's take after that. He was like, well, you know, if you're a heterosexual white male, you don't have any rights. And I'm kind of summarizing, but I was just, I mean, that message that broadcasts like this and others have discussed now for years is breaking through and making it into the mainstream. Now, Daily Stormer has been reduced to the dark web. As far as I know, he's not been able to surface, although he's tried several times. But he is on a platform called Gab, which is similar to Twitter. So Andrew England is blogging or whatever. He's still able to speak on the internet through a company called Gab. The gentleman that created Gab was on Tucker Carlson the other night, and it's about a two-minute clip. I want you to hear this interview so you'll understand a little more of what is actually going on. And I want you to pay attention to the last words Tucker Carlson says in this interview. Let's go ahead and play that clip, Sam.
Gab is an ad-free social media platform that operates in a way similar to Twitter. It presents itself as a pro-free speech platform, so it's been popular with Milo Yiannopoulos and other figures who've been censored on Twitter, Facebook, and other sites, as well as with people who just believe in free speech. Tech giants can't abide it, though, because it's an uncensored platform. So recently, Google banned Gab from the Google Store, claiming that the company was, quote, engaged in hate speech simply by refusing to censor people who use it. Andrew Torba is the founder and CEO of Gab, and he joins us tonight. So, Andrew, did I just misstate that? According to Google, you have a responsibility to police the political views of people who use your app, and because you don't, they're kicking you off.
Correct. Yeah, Tucker. So when we founded Gab about a year ago, we founded it specifically to avoid this purpose. I didn't want to police speech. I believed in free speech for everybody, individual liberty for everybody, and the free flow of information for everybody.
But they don't.
Correct, yes. So what's happening in Silicon Valley right now is they're using these arbitrary hate speech policies, which is stemming right out of Germany and out of the EU, and they're applying these to the entire internet. So the left likes to say, well, if you don't like the hate speech policies of Facebook and Twitter, why don't you go build your own? So that's what we did.
Right.
And now what they're doing is they're saying, you're not allowed to do that either. We're not going to let you have your app in our app stores. You have a duopoly of Facebook or of Google and Apple that own and control 95% of the market, both on mobile hardware and on software distribution on that mobile hardware. So how are we supposed to compete? How are we supposed to build an alternative platform when we're not allowed to, you know, be in these app stores?
I mean, this is the nightmare scenario that people talk about when you study monopolies,
right,
or duopolies in class, that they,
yep,
control everything to the extent that they crush any opposition, any innovation, any diversity. I mean, that's what we have now, isn't it?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing is a pretty classic duopoly, right? You have Apple and Google, again, controlling and owning 95%+ of mobile hardware and mobile software. So, you know, I'm a big believer in the free market, but I think that the free market is rigged by these two companies. And I think that Gab,
yes,
is a pretty solid example of, you know, that anti-competitive behavior in action.
Yeah, I mean, this is the least free market imaginable. And just to be totally clear, the people who've been banned that I'm aware of from Twitter or Facebook, I mean, these are not ISIS recruiters who are trying to, you
correct,
know, convince others to go on suicide missions. These are like people like Milo, who you may think is offensive or outrageous or whatever, but he's not advocating violence, right?
Well, here's the thing, too. It's not even, you know, big names like Milo. It's, you know, your aunt. It's your little cousin. You know, Facebook,
right,
is banning over a million accounts a day now for hate speech, right? This is absolutely absurd. You know, who are these Silicon Valley tech giants, these modern day robber barons, to tell us what, as Americans with the First Amendment, what we can and cannot talk about, what opinions we can hold, and who not we can vote for?
It's frightening. I don't know why the government is standing back and letting this happen. It's scary because they're bought and paid for. That's why. Gab, that's the,
correct,
alternative. Thanks a lot, Andrew. I appreciate it.
All right, there you have it. How about at the very end, Tucker Carlson said, I don't know why the government is allowing this to happen. And then he said, it's because they're bought and paid for. That's why. And how about Facebook is banning 1 million users a day. I mean, you know, there's so many different ways you can look at this, but the fact of the matter is, these topics that are now openly being discussed, especially by the younger generation that is seeing through so much of this litany of lies that we've been spoon-fed for decades, and they're trying to shut the message down. They're trying to shut the communication down. They're trying to put the genie back in the bottle. If you say the least little thing that they oppose, well, they're trying to beat everyone over the head with this racist card. And they have really took broad steps since Charlottesville. But people are aware, and Tucker Carlson putting broadcasts like that out on Fox News, and you know, I was never any kind of fan of Bill O'Reilly, and I'm really kind of amazed that they replaced Bill O'Reilly with Tucker Carlson. I didn't know anything about him, but he has been I don't get Fox TV, so I have to check it out on YouTube or whatever, but interesting times in which we live, that's for sure. There's supposed to be a unpermitted rally next Saturday at Richmond, Virginia. So they're saying it's neo-Confederates, but it's going to be at the Robert E. Lee statue next. RT.com's carrying the story next a week from today. All right, let's get started with some news. Now, this has probably been covered by others, and I'm not going to spend much time on it. Weekly Standard story, the Southern Poverty Law Center has $69 million parked overseas. It's just amazing to look at the money that this organization has. The Southern Poverty Law Center invests almost 20% of its nearly $320 million endowment fund in offshore equities and other investments. The 2016 annual report cites, if you go into the story, they collected in 2016 alone, they had contributions that topped $45 million. It's just amazing. And hopefully, you know, I had this story for last week, so hopefully other people have covered this. You know, there's accusations that this is misappropriation of funds and blah, blah, blah. My face weak that anyone or anything is going to be done much about that. This is the story last week, should be the story of last week. How about the SPLC says Army bases are Confederate monuments that need to come down. Now, the Daily Caller ran this story. I hold it in my hand. The Southern Poverty Law Center has declared three of America's largest Army bases Confederate monuments with the potential to unleash more turmoil and bloodshed if activists don't take down these Army bases. Incredible. And the SPLC included Fort Hood in Texas, Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and Fort Benning in Georgia on a list of, now get this, if you stand and you might want to sit down, 1,500 Confederate monuments that the SPLC claims could inspire more violence, like what happened in Charlottesville. All three bases are named after Confederate military leaders. So the list makes no mention of renaming of these Confederate monuments. Its only opinion is that they must be taken down. So of more than 1,500 Confederate monuments, including Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, and Fort Benning, should be taken down, according to the SPLC. Also, I wanted to make mention before we go any further, the, you know, Trump ended DACA. And, of course, the criticism, and North Carolina is one of the states, I think there's 14 states, whatever, suing for, don't want these illegal immigrants that were brought here as children to be able to remain. And, of course, if you watch the evening news, like NBC, they always find, you know, one that's done well, that's a police officer or whatever. And I know, you know, it's sad. It's not that I'm heartless. But, hey, you know what? If our politicians had done the job they were elected to do years ago, we wouldn't have this problem. So the fault, of course, is the non-enforcement of our borders that has led to this completely created by design crisis, so to speak. So it's all been done intentionally, but Trump's going to cave. He's already, you know, he's already pretty much signaled that he's going to cave on that. So I'll tell you where I'm at with Trump. You know, I guess we'll get whatever we can get out of him, but I don't really expect all that much. I will give him credit, though. He has fully exposed the Republican Party. You know, for years on this broadcast, I've said it's a two-party, one-party system, the Republicrats and the Democrats. He has totally exposed the Republican Party as just the group of criminal shills, just the super cucks. I mean, he can't get them to do anything. This is the most useless, neutered, self-imposed neutered Congress, I think, that I've ever seen, you know, in my lifetime. And so the Republican Party is just a disgraceful shame and sham as any kind of representation of anything like conservative political values. And I do give Donald Trump the credit for that one, because it's just, I mean, you know, it's just in your face. And it's not just that suck ass McCain, Lindsey Graham, and the rest of them. It's basically the whole push. I mean, they've just been and the governor of, I think it's Illinois, which, you know, is like completely bankrupt. They're declaring their state a sanctuary state. Go for it. It's just unbelievable, the madness. I mean, media with their puppet politicians just pulling the levers to totally destroy this country. And I say keep on keeping on, because you're exposing yourself. I mean, I've seen people that really never had any political conversations, and, you know, they're seeing through. And really, Charlottesville, I know shortly after the aftermath, everyone had varying feelings, but now in a retrospect, I think Charlottesville, since it's made such an impact all the way to being, you know, discussed on about every TV and radio show, a lot of people are paying a little closer attention to what's actually going on. Why are these people protesting? Who is this Antifa? We're going to talk about that a little more, too. Quickly here, the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday said it will remove stained glass windows honoring Confederate general, saying the act as a barrier to our important work on racial justice and racial reconciliation. In a statement, cathedral leaders said they have debated for years whether to remove the windows honoring General Robert E. Lee and General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. The debate concluded Tuesday, and the cathedral chapter voted to remove them. Well, that's of absolutely no surprise at all. I mean, unfortunately, organized religion has not shown itself to stand up for the rights, civil rights of the majority in this country, which is rapidly moving to a minority. So it's just another example. I'm saying, you know, it. Be prepared, because this insanity, this created hysteria manufactured by the opinion makers and the media to remove these statues, change these names, all this stuff is going to continue. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't think there's any really debate on that. It's what we're witnessing unfold week after week here in this country. Now, This is a beautiful example of how the media picks and chooses its stories and what it's going to run with. And you know how they'll pick something like Trayvon Martin, and they'll all cover that for a year, and you get the continual play-by-play. But you don't get that in every case. It's the ones they cherry pick that they feel like generates the narrative that they want to push on the people. Now, this is a National Vanguard story. Kansas City black serial killer murders five white men, and arrest has been made. We will we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I'm running down a National Vanguard story. Here we have a black man arrested for murdering five white men, and there is zero media outrage. Imagine if this case, the races had been reversed. CNN and NBC have zero coverage of this case, and all other coverage has pretty much been minimal. The black male suspected of shooting five middle-aged white men since last year, including four on South Kansas City walking trails, threatened in 2014 to shoot up a school and kill all the white people, according to court records. Frederick DeMont Scott was charged Tuesday in two killings and named as a suspect in three more. Made those statements in January 2014 at Center Alternative School, as documented in a municipal citation for harassment. Scott's been charged with murders and the death of Steve Givens, John Palmer. On Tuesday, Jackson County prosecutor Gene Peters Baker announced those charges, also announcing Scott as a suspect in the killings of David Lennox, Timmy S. Rice, and Mike Darby. All five white men were between the ages of 54 and 67. They were all fatally shot from behind in surprise attacks as they walked their dogs. Police have actually stated, according to the Kansas City Star, that they did not know if the shootings were racially motivated. Of course they do. They also said they don't see any clear motive. The trail victims were targeted when they were alone in the area Scott knew well. The trails was in his was near his home. If Scott is responsible for all five deaths, as Baker suggested, he would meet the FBI standard of a serial killer. So we'll leave it right there. I'm not continue reading the story. But anyway, here's a serial killer targeting white people, obviously, and a complete media blackout. I've not seen that, you know, I've not seen that really much of anywhere. I did hear Father Francis made mention of it earlier this week. And but I mean, this shows the complete bias, the complete selloutness of the mainstream media, that they're not there to report the news. They're there to manufacture opinion. They're there to try to sway the public. The good news is, you know, with all their fake polls and with all of their piling on that they did to Donald Trump in the run-up to the election, they can't seem to remove from the people the thought of how hellish a Hillary Clinton presidency would have been. So absolutely, the mainstream media has not losing its grip. It's lost its grip on a large segment of society, and especially the youth. The youth see the legacy media as a manufacturer of lies, and you know, there's a larger segment that I believe see through these ridiculous, endless wars in the Middle East. So as a result of that, then, as people's consciousness is raised, then they have to stifle that speech. They have to stop it. They got to stop it on Facebook. They got to stop it with Gab's app. They got to shut down Stormfront. They've got to put an end to the First Amendment and free speech. And what is what is really interesting to me personally about this is if you look shortly after the aftermath of Charlottesville, or all the way from then till today, none of these sellout traitor congressmen or senators, none of them came out and said, well, you know, really, this is the First Amendment issue. This is a free speech issue. Whether you like the speech or not, it's inconsequential. You know, if you've got a Facebook page and you put a bunch of stuff up there about your political views, I don't care what they are. I would not ever advocate censoring that, because if I don't like it, I just don't have to go look at it. You know, if I don't like a website, I tend to not go and read much of the content. If I don't like a radio show, I tend not to tune in, you know, and it's just that simple. But that's not the goal. The goal is to manufacture the proper responses in people, and you have the correct political thought. I mean, it is straight out. I mean, we really are living straight out of 1984 with a healthy dose of the movie Idiocracy. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, advertising companies admit destruction of whites more important than money. You, unbelievable. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back with the alternative media in the studio. And, you know, I think everyone has become aware, if you do watch television occasionally, how drastically it's changed. I mean, I'm not just talking about how far we've drifted from Leave It to Beaver, but I'm talking about, you know, just in recent years, and it seems like especially in the last year. And I don't watch that much television. I don't have cable television or any of that. I've got over the air, and I get about maybe eight or nine channels, and you know, mainly just watch news when there's something like Irma that may affect this area. But Breitbart ran a story this past week, and I thought it was interesting because it really it summarizes exactly why we see what we do. And you know, it's obvious that the mainstream media and television is pushing this transgender open gayness in as much as it possibly can. You know, once gay marriage was the law of the land, they quit pushing the homosexuality down your throat. They'd done that for years. Now it's the transgenderism. And I forget the name. There's a black man that, you know, is transgender, dresses as a woman or whatever. And I think he was on that TV show, The Orange is the New Black. I'm not sure, but he's the new golden darling that's being paraded around through all the TV shows and talk shows and whatnot, and the continual push for more depravity, more homosexuality, the justification and glorification is just, it's so blatant and obvious. And it's not just the TV, it's in the commercials. It's everywhere you look. It's even in signs, you know, billboards and whatnot. But Breitbart ran a story this past week. A survey of major advertising companies revealed that they are putting diversity above market relevance by overrepresenting ethnic minorities and gay couples to avoid being labeled racist and homophobic. A survey of 500 advertisers by Shutterstock found that companies are shying away from adverts showing white people or straight couples, reports The Time. More than one-third of advertisers told researchers they made the conscious decision over the past year, saying the approach was adopted to prevent perceived discrimination. Now, what that means is we've moved into the realm of where they want to push the thinking in the direction that you have to accept all of this. You actually have to promote all this, or you are perceived as the racist. Now, you know, isn't it interesting that, you know, we talked about it before, the cake bakers didn't have any ability to not bake a cake. The bakers had a bakery, whatever, for a gay couple getting married and was actually successfully sued over that. They don't have any rights at all. They can't discriminate in their business about who they sell a cake to. I mean, how utterly absurd is that? And it's really amazing to me how quickly and successfully they've brought this all about. I mean, we got homosexual marriage, the law of the land, then, of course, exactly on time, they parade Bruce Jenner of I caught a couple of episodes of Chips a while back that Bruce Jenner was in. It's just hard to believe, really. Just hard to believe. But anyway, they parade this perverted individual out exactly on time. And then, you know, the whole controversy starts through America and the schools. And, of course, Obama fanning the flames. They had everything exactly in place like they wanted it. And here we are. Our debate in this country is on topics that are just so ridiculous, it's unbelievable, but yet they are. And so we're going to see, as advertising companies have readily now admitted, that they intentionally are pushing that. And it's in all, I mean, you can't watch a commercial break without getting it anymore. So, you know, how that will relate to the youth in this country is, well, I think it's somewhat predictable, because we're seeing more and more of this in the youth as it becomes more justified and glorified, as you have more celebrities engaging in this type of activity and promoting it. So society, unfortunately, is going to mimic what they see on TV, so to speak. We're going to see more of this. Which is their plan, sadly. So it all works in unison for the destruction of the nation. And it's really diabolical when you get down to kind of studying the minutiae of it and how well this all works together. The stranglehold that has been placed on this society through, one, the ability to create money and on the financial institutions, on the political parties, on the media, and run the news networks and control so much of what people process through their mind. The good news is, with the advent of the internet, you know, you've got so many alternative sources of news and information till you can break free from this onslaught of lies and manipulation that the media puts on everyone daily. They're just beat with it. You know, if you pay any attention to it, I watch probably the least amount of TV now that I used to have DirecTV and blah, 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 and used to actually watch football and stuff like that, but I can't anymore. I rarely watch any of that, so I tend to look and read various websites and try to, you know, gain some information that maybe I wasn't aware of. I have not finished The Merchants of Sin. I had tried to get Benjamin Garland to come on. I'm about three-fourths of the way through. This is a book written about the pornography industry and the way the obscenity laws were changed and by who and when. And it is it's really an interesting read to see how that was enabled to change so drastically. Now, it took some time, but now look at where we're at today. So moving on, this is a NewObserverOnline.com story. I urge everyone to go there if you're looking for news and information. The Israeli Justice Minister has announced that Israel will shortly be introducing a law which will forcibly deport. I'm sure y'all have seen this on the mainstream media. I'm sure, you know, this has been well covered by our mainstream media. They will shortly be introducing a law which will forcibly deport all non-Jewish illegal aliens, including all asylum seekers, from the Jews-only ethnostate following a high court ruling in that country which approved Israel's current deportation program. According to a report in the Jerusalem-based Times of Israel, the court on the High Court of Justice on Monday allowed the Jewish ethnostate's government to continue with its policy of deporting all illegal invaders from Africa back to Rwanda or Uganda, irrelevant to their original country of origin. They're not even saying they'll send you back to where you came from. They're just sending you. But said that the state cannot jail those who refuse to go for more than 60 days. The judges unanimously rejected a petition by human rights groups against the deportation practice, but said that the deportations could be carried out immediately. Previously, Israel had detained refugees in an open prison in the middle of the desert for up to 12 months, imposing such harsh restrictions upon them that many chose to be voluntarily deported just to get out of Israel. The Times of Israel further reported that following the new court ruling, Israel officials said they would amend the law so that the invaders could be deported without their consent. Benjamin Netanyahu backed his justice ministers up, saying, "We will need to pass a new law that will permit us to enforce these agreements," adding that this was one of the three-pronged policy against the invaders. Israel is putting in place their laws to deport everyone. Everyone's going. And the story went on to say that Netanyahu had been taken to see an area that was predominantly where African immigrants were living. And after he saw the situation, he said that no matter what he had to do, whatever law he had to get passed, they were all leaving. So what is so ironic and what is so hypocritical is that while they have the wise intentions to rid themselves of illegal invaders, the very same group here in America works hand over fist to see that we give asylum, have sanctuary cities, have an open border system, have ridiculous laws like affirmative action. I mean, it is... So many people, you know, are unaware of what actually, like a story like that. You know, you practically have to go to the only website I know that really carries that kind of information is the NewObserverOnline.com. And the majority by far, I mean, I don't know what the number would be. You could probably say 90%, 95% or better, maybe much higher than 95%, are completely unaware of the hypocrisy that takes place between the Jewish organizations that's in America and what they promote and the policies that they put in place in Israel to protect their people from, demographic changes of any kind. It brings into focus a clear picture that the policies they're wanting to put in place here in America, or successfully have put in place, are put there purposely because they're nation-wrecking policies. And we've got the police in our schools. I don't know about where you live, but crime, I don't care what the statistics say, if you just watch your local TV, crime is through the roof, drug addiction's through the roof. Racial division is, I think, at a all-time high. I mean, none of this diversity has proved to be anything other than dysfunctional to everyone, not just the white race. I don't think it's helped. It's maybe some of it, you know, the ability for black people to get into college where otherwise maybe they would, as obviously probably helped some black people. But overall, the whole system has been a create division, create chaos, create anarchy, create animosity. And that's exactly what it's done. And the more now that they're moving toward bringing Muslims in, well, you know, we see what's happening in Germany and we see what's happening in France. You can see what's happening in Britain. I refuse to call Britain Great Britain anymore. It's not great. It's just Britain. But, So they're actually destroying these countries from within without firing a shot, and mainstream media never really covers any of what's actually happening demographically in these countries such as Germany. So thank God for RBN and Rents Radio and places like that where there's broadcasts where you can learn and you can find out information that would never be reported practically anywhere else other than, you know, certain websites that are still existing. But, you know, we're not seeing any, you know, I mean, I don't know why we would expect anything to happen except for websites such as those to continue to be taken down because they're successfully doing it. There's no outcry from the media, and there certainly don't seem to be any outcry from the government. So who's going to work to protect them? The people themselves, you know, not in large quantities throughout America, are caring that these websites are being removed because it's not them. You know, I go back to the Billy Duke story that I was reporting here a couple of years ago where a guy had been held in jail over 1,200 days, never even seen his lawyer. Never even seen his lawyer. 1,200 days. 3 years. It actually turned out to be, I think, about 3 years and several months. But anyway, no one cared because it wasn't them. That's, unfortunately, sadly, the mentality of the majority of the American people. It's and that's why they are successful at, you know, this incremental conquering that they're doing to all of us, you know, right in front of us. And it's really becoming more and more clearer if, you know, you just turn on your TV and watch the commercials and watch the world news and then go over and look at RT.com, look at New Observer Online, look at a few websites like that, and you find out that, you know, you're not getting any of the information of what's really going on in the world. Now, I know we're coming up on a break. I wanted to get this in. This is another story not being covered practically anywhere. It's one of the saddest stories. It's just unbelievable. It's 2017, and you're going to report a story like this. The beautiful and courageous Ursula Haferbeck, now 88 years old, received an increased sentence of 2 years by the appeals court. She applied to after her 10-month sentence from a Verdun district court last November. Now, in the Verdun court, she was found guilty of Holocaust denial and incitement. On Monday, August 29th, the appeals court found her guilty of 8 counts of inciting the German people to Holocaust denial. How about that? She was found guilty of 8 counts of inciting the German people to Holocaust denial. So in Germany, it's illegal to incite people into Holocaust denial. Can you believe it? And gave her an even longer 2-year prison sentence without parole. It's like she was punished for bothering the court with her appeal and a warning given to others not to follow her example. It's just unbelievable that we, and this is Canada, Britain, France, Germany, and there's others. I think there's even some laws like this on the books in Russia. And this is an 88-year-old grandmother. She's also a historian. And in Germany, if you dare to question an event in history, and I'm talking about question it in any way, shape, or form, they put you in prison. Now, you know, sometimes back, I've read the list. I wish I had it in front of me right now. And a lot of times, you know, the one that comes to mind is Jonathan Bonehill. But this is not uncommon, you know, and it goes back for decades. Ernest Zundel. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. Short segment here. I was wrapping up the story on Ursula Haferbach, sentenced to 2 years in prison without parole for daring to question the Holocaust. The whole setup in Germany is a farce, acting as if Ursula Haferbach is a genuine threat to the Constitution, a Constitution that was given to the FRG by the Americans, not ever approved by a referendum of the German people. Conditions in Germany are similar to George Orwell's novel 1984, where massive brainwashing is the order of the day. Jews are elevated to high positions of cultural authority from whence they make pronouncements on what is and what is not allowed. Now, I'm reading from an article written by Carolyn Yeager. It's one of the few websites that you can find that covers this, and actually this was emailed to me because I've been trying to keep up with this story because it should be reported, because I mean this is unbelievable that in today's world this is where it's taking it. You know, I've said this for weeks with this definition of anti-Semitism, I had the story. I don't think I have it with me now. There's been several companies that's got caught up in this, these new laws that these states has passed, like North Carolina, where you can't boycott Israel. Now, they're putting teeth in that, and there's been several companies affected with it. I don't have the story with me. I need to do that one, though. But back to this, the end of the story says, Germany is a very sick society today. Ursula Haferbach is a brave voice for intellectual freedom who will not be silenced. And that is her only crime. And boy, that is the truth. I can get this in quickly. Leftist militant groups, Antifa and By Any Means Necessary, sometimes referred to as BAM, B-A-M-M, are led by public school teachers. BAM organizer Steve Kahn and his wife, who also was a teacher, were fired from a Detroit high school for leading a protest which involved the use of pepper spray. They sued and got their jobs back, plus $300,000. Kahn was elected president of the Detroit Federation of Teachers in 2015. Now, these are the leaders of these leftist groups. They're school teachers. Last year, 17 different BAM members ran for elected position on the Detroit Federation of Teachers. BAM also ran 5 candidates for different national leadership positions. Public school teachers are behind a leading far-left militant group that is part of the Antifa network that federal officials say is committing domestic terrorist violence. By Any Means Necessary, which has played a key role in riots in Berkeley, Sacramento, and elsewhere, has dozens of public school teachers among its members, including among its most prominent leaders. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security began paying closer attention to Antifa groups in general after BAM and other extremists started a riot and attacked marchers at a white nationalist rally in Sacramento last July. Politico reported this on Friday. The Sacramento violence left at least 10 people hospitalized. Several had knife wounds. I'll wrap that up after the top of the hour. Then we're going to play the Ken O'Keefe, and then we will take phone calls probably after the first break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.